The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to another Daily Texans podcast coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us today on Friday, July 24th. Check out all your Texans news on the redesigned HoustonTexans.com and participate in the new site survey for a chance to win autographed team merchandise. In this segment, I sat down with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to preview the Texans tight ends. This is another segment in our series of interviews previewing each position group before training camp. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Christina Gonzalez, sitting here with Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans, as we preview each of the position groups before we head into training camp. Let's discuss the tight ends. Is this the most improved position group in the offseason?
Well, on paper, you'd have to say so, Christina. The drafting of James Casey in the fifth round solidified that, and locals know him from his work at Rice. He's such a terrific player. He was at the college level. In fact, he would be Rice's starting quarterback right now. So to have him as a fifth rounder look so good as he did in OTAs, you'd have to get excited. And Anthony Hill, a local product who actually went to college at NC State, got banged up a bit, but he's shown the ability to catch the football. They drafted him as a blocking tight end. He does have good hands, though. So I think if healthy, he's the kind of guy that could surprise some people in that category. Now, they're rookies. Joel Dreesen has always looked good here. And, you know, it all starts with Owen Daniels, fourth-round draft choice from 2006, who is phenomenal, Pro Bowler, caught a touchdown pass in the Pro Bowl. They are ocean deep at tight end. Even Clark Harris, the long snapper, looked pretty good lining up as a tight end in the OTA. So I'm very confident about this position group.
Right. Although Owen Daniels did make the Pro Bowl, and he only had two touchdowns, do you think we're going to see more of him in the red zone this year?
Yeah, I would think so. I think with the emergence of Slayton last year, he's going to be even more productive in the red zone. The whole team is focused on being better in the red zone. And the offensive line, another year in the system of zone blocking with Alex Gibbs, the whole offense will be a lot more efficient in the red zone. So Owen Daniels is bound to be a part of that. And you never know what they cook up with Casey. He could be part of some special packages, although that's much media speculation. And Gary Kubiak hasn't come out and said really anything about that.
Right. Do you believe the Texans can start the regular season with four tight ends?
Yeah, I think they can, because you look at the versatility of these players. You know, you look at the ability of a James Casey to possibly play some fullback for you. Well, that takes the heat off having to carry an extra fullback, which they wouldn't want to do anyway, probably. And, you know, last year they had Chris Taylor, who was able to play some fullback, and they were looking at him early on as a possibility at that position. So I would think that that would be the case. You know, as long as they can play special teams well, you can carry four tight ends. You have three running backs, one fullback in Leach, and it could shape up that way. Again, we hope for good health, hope that guys stay out of the trainer's room, but you would look at four tight ends being the likelihood.
All right. Well, we will check out more of the position groups as we return in another segment. Check back Monday for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out, but remember, camp begins in just 1 week. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great weekend. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.